I'm Chris Kaya. There was a steady stream of traffic pulling into the Buffalo Gun Center in Cheektowaga yesterday, and a line of about a dozen people stretched outside throughout the day. Some customers waited up to a half an hour to, as several said, just browse. Jimmy from Buffalo says he's shocked the government wants to ban assault rifles and 10-round magazines.
It's not right. You know, I think the ones who's illegal could have had the guns anyway. They can always get the gun. They can't stop that.
Another man wearing a first responder's uniform who requested anonymity said the new law is, quote, a clear violation of the state's constitution and the U.S. Constitution.
I'm just angry. I'm here to pick up a 10-round magazine because I won't be able to buy them tomorrow.
He says there's no reason to ban what some people define as an assault weapon.
More murders are committed with handguns over rifles. There's no need for, you know, additional restriction on these when all of your violent crime in the inner city are committed with handguns, knives, fists. If anything, we need to find out a way to keep them from falling from lawful gun owners into the hands of criminals.
The emergency medical technician said he does support the provision in the law to keep guns from people who are mentally ill.
I see it all the time, the revolving door in the emergency departments and the psychiatric facilities where the people go in and out and they're not getting the proper care that they need.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.